You know, honey, maybe you should lose weight, my mom said. It won't be that hard. Just play outside with the other kids some more. I was about 10 years old doing homework in the living room while my mom was watching a Murphy Brown rerun in the background. Earlier that week, my dance teacher told me I should lay off sugary drinks so I could lose a few pounds and look better in my costume. She did this about twice a year when we had a big recital. She gathered all the chubby girls. I later learned chubby is just a nicer way of saying fat, a month before, and told us to lose weight. Before I was 10, I was a tall girl in the back row who was trying to get attention. At 10, I became the tall, fat girl in the back row who didn't want attention. Don't you think I'm beautiful just the way I am? I said, repeating something that I heard Lucy on Seventh Heaven say. Of course I think you're beautiful. I just want other people to think you are, she said as she gave me a hug. Just think about it. Your life would be so much better if you lost weight. Look at Jared. This was before we found out he was a creepy pedophile and it was okay to like him. He became happier and he doesn't have to wear those jeans. I never set out to be chubby. It was something that just happened. From the age of 10 to now, I've been trying to lose weight and haven't succeeded. It's like my body chemistry wants me to be fat, like it's karma. Growing up, there was always that well-meaning person that would say, "You would look so much prettier if you lost 50 pounds." I would always just smile and find some way to excuse myself from their presence. Part of me accepted it as a compliment. They didn't completely call me ugly, and they implied I had potential to be pretty, which is a good thing, I think. During my sophomore year of college, I gained 30 pounds. During break, when my mom picked me up from the airport, she gave me a hug but didn't want to look at me. I knew I disappointed her, and I felt terrible. My mom's perfect daughter would have been a sorority girl that every weekend has a new guy around her finger until she found Mr. Right. Instead, she got a daughter that spends weekends locked in her room watching Glee and singing along off-key to the songs. "Why do you have to make yourself so ugly?" my mom said one evening. We were watching a segment on E! News about celebrities whose bodies bounce back after having a baby. "It's like you want to be alone. Don't you want a boyfriend?" "Can we not talk about this?" I said. "I'm only home for a few more days and I don't want to argue with you. I just want to have fun. I'm not home that often. Can't we have fun?" "It's about your health. I don't want you to get diabetes," she said. Diabetes and me being alone are some of her biggest fears in life, next to me being fat. "I'll leave it alone now, but we have to talk about it at some point." We did talk about it, and nothing changed. This past summer, I lost 10 pounds by overworking myself at an internship that I loved, but that wasn't enough for her. My life didn't even become 10% better. It's still the same.